The G7 industrial nations earlier this year agreed to phase out fossil fuel use, a step welcomed by major environmental and conservation groups in Australia, who say it's a clear message for the Australian government to step up on climate change and climate action. The Wise Marion Hetrelies investigated Australia's response.
The agreement from leading nations at the G7 summit to completely phase out the use of fossil fuels by the end of the century is a huge step for global action against climate change and is a move that will hopefully convince the Australian government that quick action is necessary. The G7 nations also agreed to limit the rise in average global temperatures to no more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, indicating a move in the positive direction toward protecting our communities from global warming. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was passionate about the issue and determined to make real commitments to phasing out fossil fuels ahead of the UN climate meeting in December.
We know that we need deep cuts of global greenhouse gas emissions and therefore have committed ourselves to decarbonise the global economy in the course of this century.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Greens leader Richard Di Natale is adamant that Australia needs to move quickly to avoid lagging behind on climate change and to ensure economic growth for the country.
Whether we're going to continue to dig up the Galilee Basin, whether we're going to plough more public money into fossil fuel infrastructure, as was announced in the budget with the $5 billion Northern Australia package, that is the big question for this nation, because other economies are moving in this direction. If we continue with this obsession with fossil fuels and this sort of 19th century mentality, which is dig it up, chop it down, ship it out, then our kids won't enjoy the benefits of a strong and growing economy, because this is as much an economic question as it is an environmental one or a social one.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale. Victoria Mackenzie McCarg from the Australian Conservation Foundation agrees that as a nation we are far behind on tackling climate change and hopes the G7 announcement to phase out fossil fuels will set an example for our own leaders.
The announcement from the G7 is a really exciting announcement and sends a really clear message that the age of fossil fuels are over. Whether or not Australia takes action in the short term will really determine whether or not we see the big advantages that can come from investing in clean energy sooner rather than later. Divesting from fossil fuels is happening. The rest of the world is moving. Smart finances are moving their money. Some of the biggest announcements we've seen on climate change have actually come from investor groups. And there is a significant risk that Australia gets left behind in that clean energy transformation unless we take action sooner rather than later.
Mackenzie McCarg believes there will only be positive outcomes for the Australian economy if we are to follow suit.
We've been pretty disappointed with the government's response to the challenge of global warming to date. And unfortunately, at times we have seen our government lock in behind these outdated technologies with statements like coal is good for humanity. Now, that doesn't do anyone any favours. It doesn't do the communities that are relying on somebody taking responsibility for a transition away from polluting coal and into cleaner technologies. It doesn't do them any favours to pretend like the transformation isn't happening. So we think it's really time that the government heeds this message, takes a look at what the actions of our biggest trading partners actually are on climate change, and gets on board with the clean energy transformation that's happening around the world.
Victoria Mackenzie McHarg from the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report by Marion Hetrelies.